in pain. His eyes were screwed up, nearly closed. Ryan moved closer in, not taking any chances on coming within reach of those crushing arms. Dark Cloud's eyes opened wide, staring intently up at him.
Jamais this. Your cause is this.
What did he say, Chief?
He said he wished for swift passing to the mountains beyond the darkness.
Yeah?
Give it, white man. You have won. I believe you are not the creature of Carson.
You reckon?
Yes. The gods have shown it so.
No need to chill your man, then.
It was to the death, Ryan.
Wouldn't want it said all through Deathlands that Ryan Carter butchered a helpless man, traitor. Not for no reason.
Shunned this. Your cause is this.
Ryan shook his head and began to walk away toward his waiting friends.
No!
No what, Chief?
It must be done.
Chill him? Like slitting the throat of a penned steer? No thanks, Chief. Not my style.
You must. Word was given that the fight would be to the death.
I won't do it, Chief. I'd have chilled him while the fight was going on, not now. Not after.
Ryan wiped his knife clear of blood in the dirt and sheathed it. Holding the saber in his left fist, he went to the wounded man and offered a hand, knowing that nobody would still expect him to chill Dark Cloud after that. The monolithic warrior watched him, eyes puzzled. Finally, he recognized that the one-eyed man was reaching down with a gesture of friendship. Wincing in pain, he stretched up and gripped Ryan's right hand. Suddenly, he tried to draw Ryan down, the fingers of his other hand clawing for the white man's face. Ryan reacted with lethal speed. He pulled away from the clutching hands and thrust the needle point of the saber at the center of the Apache's muscular neck. He then leaned on it with all his weight. The steel slid into the man's flesh. Ryan could feel the tip as it grated past the vertebrae. Dark blood trickled around the curved steel, tumbling down the sides of the man's throat, muddying the dust. The fingers of the Apache continued to tighten on Ryan's hand, making him wince at the clamping pressure. Dark Cloud tried to lift himself, pushing against the saber that pinned him to the earth. Only a moment ago, Ryan had been eager to spare the life of Dark Cloud. Now every fiber of his soul yearned for the Indian's death. The hilt of the saber was hurting Ryan's chest where he was braced against it. The Apache's head rocked from side to side, hastening the ending. Ryan felt the fingers loose their hold, leaving him with swollen wheals on his hand. Dark Cloud's head stopped it shaking. The eyes went blank, looking inward, and the mouth sagged open. Ryan straightened, leaving the sword where it was, the brass hilt only 3 inches from the front of Dark Cloud's throat. Slow Eagle came toward Ryan.
It was well done. There was honor.
Fuck your honor, Chief. It was just another bloody killing.
Dusk was closing in across the land. The Membranos took away the gigantic corpse of their hero, leaving their chief behind with a couple of the older warriors of the tribe. Slow Eagle had done everything he could to persuade the traitor to help him and his people against the ruthless tyranny of alias Carson. Ryan's success seemed to convince him that they were not allies of the Baron, but he wrongly assumed that they must therefore be the enemies of Talesville. Finally, the traitor rose from the boulder where he'd been sitting and shook his head.
No. I sure figure you got a whole lot of righteous grievances against the Baron, but the answer's still the same. No. We aren't masked avengers of injustice, coming into the Ville on white horses.
They are too powerful. Too many men, too many blasters.
That's how the world is, Chief. You had it. They came and took it. Now they got it.
With help, we could take it again. The land is for the people. There have been people there for hundreds of years. Navajo and Hopi and our people. You would not send all Baron sect men into darkness. Send some. Open doors. We will take the rest.
The traitor hesitated and glanced at Ryan, who shook his head. The older man spoke to Slow Eagle.
My war captain thinks like me, Chief. No percentage in it. We stand to lose some good men and women, and we might not get the gas we need. What do we win?
Honor.
Honor? Who has honor? That man that died today. Honor's another word for dying well.
That's about right, Chief. Wish you luck. You take back your Ville, and I'll gladly come and trade with you.
There will be no trade. What we have lost will not ever be won again. I see that.
Real sorry. But it's getting close to dark and we best get back to the Wags. Waste of time visiting the redoubt. Nothing there for us. Nothing at all.
Over to the west, the orange sun was sinking into a bank of dark thunderheads. One tanker of gasoline had arrived when the two war wags eventually returned to the pale adobe walls of Towsville. Baron Carson wasn't particularly interested to hear that they'd located the redoubt, nor the slim details they gave of their run-in with the Apaches. But his sec boss had been a whole lot more excited to hear all about it.
You killed their fucking giant?
Ryan and the traitor had talked to JB in a council, and they'd agreed that they'd only give the bones of the confrontation with the Indians and avoid any mention of ferrymen or the request to help them against the Baron.
Had to. It was the price for walking away from their ambush. I got lucky.
Luck like that you make yourself. It's called skill, not luck, Carter.
Maybe.
This is all fascinating, gentlemen, but the question remains. Did the redoubt hold any weapons or fuel?
Nah, nothing. The fortress was completely ruined.
Well, then there's nothing more I need to hear for now.
Now hold on, Baron. Our deal on the gas ain't complete yet. Our tanks are only partly full, and those wags just drink the stuff. Carrying all that steel, those wags are king gas guzzlers. Now just exactly when is the rest of our gas showing up?
You can't eat the chicken until the egg's been laid.
I'd wring the chicken's neck soon as look at it if it don't hurry up and squeeze out the rest of the damned eggs.
Patience is the greatest of human virtues.
A 38 through the eyeball settles most arguments.
I do admit I like the cut of your coat, traitor. Shame you can't stick around here a while longer. Talk gets precious in Tiles.
I'll give till noon, day after tomorrow. Then I start to get angered some. No more extensions.
Your wish is my command, traitor. Or should that be your command is my wish? I always get sort of terminally confused with that old saying. Know what I mean?
That evening, the traitor beckoned for Ryan to go walk with him around the perimeter of the ville, and the two men strolled through the warm evening. During the afternoon, the temperature had risen sharply, and the wind had dropped. Now, close on 10 o'clock, the thermometers were showing better than 25 degrees centigrade. The crews had all moved their sleeping bags outside, away from the ovens that the vehicles had become. To economize on fuel, the trader had ordered power units switched off or down to low. As they crossed the narrow bridge over the river that foamed through the pueblo, the trader paused and leaned on the handrail, staring down into the water. He reached into the pocket of his combat jacket and fished out a black cigar.
If things was different, Ryan, this could be a hell of a good place. Guess it was once. Now? Too much edge. Too much closed doors. Too much not knowing what kind of game's being played.
Ryan nodded. Away to their left in the adobe block that housed the sec men, a shuttered window was thrown open, splashing a golden rectangle of light across the square.
It's not that fucking light!
The lamp was immediately extinguished, but the shutters remained open. Ryan was conscious that someone was standing there watching them.
Too many eyes, traitor.
How do you make Baron Alias Carson?
Well, not like most barons. Doesn't swagger around with a pair of matched 45s and a hand-tooled mech's rig. He runs a real tight ville.
What's he want from us, Ryan? You tell me the answer to that.
Well, only two possibilities.
Yeah?
He's straight, and the gas will come, or not.
Some did come, like he said.
I guess you trust him, and carry a loaded blaster.
How about this woman?
Ryan watched the far-off pattern of silver lightning playing on the peaks of the distant mountains.
What about her, traitor?
Figure she knows his plans?
Could be.
You just seen her the once, huh?
Yeah.
Why not see her again?
Now what does C mean?
I don't care what it means. Just spend some time and talk some with her. See what you can find out.
You mean spy, don't you?
Well, I prefer to say it's a wreck in a hostile zone.
How about the Baron?
Steal food from a man's dish in front of his face, and he'll likely get angered. Take it from the back shelf of his larder, and he won't even notice it's gone.
I'll be careful.
I know you will.
They stood together in a companionable silence. Ryan noticed that the window had been closed in the Sec Man's headquarters.